If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Seattle native and Edgar Award nominee Glenn Eric Hamilton joins us to talk about his latest novel, Hard Cold Winter. And neuroscientist Dr. Majori Walcott searches for the meaning of human consciousness in infinite awareness, the awakening of a scientific mind. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time right here on Alternative Talk 1150 and catch up with podcasts at conversationslive.net.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And if you need to get a hold of us, I'm going to give you phone numbers now because sometime during this hour we'll do the missing link giveaway once we get our next guest on the line. I think probably when we take our take care of our advertisers for the first time, we'll do that. You need to be 18 years or older and have not won a contest on this show or any of the other shows on KKNW in the last 30 days, and then you are eligible to win a free bag of Missing Link, your choice of what you would like for your dog, cat, or other little house critters, or even your birds or chickens. Got a poultry mix, too. The Missing Link is designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods. So the poorer quality food you feed, the more you need Missing Link. So I'll let you know when it's time to call in about that. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And then you can always shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need to post something to Animal World through the U.S. Postal Service, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Okie dokie. So that takes care of the business. And now, before the show is done, and I think, oh, I forgot to do current events, let's do current events. Okay, doke. Seems very appropriate that we've got all those little meows going on. They must know that we're headed to Meow Cat Rescue very soon, as soon as we finish current events. Anyway, on the current events list this week, oh boy, our animal intuitive communicator, Reiki master, medium, Darcy Pariso, has got a ton of upcoming events and classes. She is at the Interspace Intuitive Fair the first Saturday of every month from 10 to 4 p.m. They're across from the air, Tully's, or behind Tully's on Airport Way South. First Saturday will be May 7th. She's going to be on another show here on KKNW, The Gratitude Cafe with Sue Lindquist. That airs Tuesday, March 15th from 8 to 9 a.m. Animals, intuition, communication tips, and more. So you want to tune in for that. And then she's got a new 4-week animal communication classes. Wednesdays beginning April 6th. They will be at the Daylight Healing Center in Edmonds. And $149 for all four classes. And then Talk to Your Animal Communications 101 and 103. So that means you probably have to have taken her Communication Class 101 to do those. Those will be at Stargazers in Bellevue, Saturday, April 16th and May 14th. And you call Stargazers to register on that, 425-885-7289. $40 each or $75 for both. All right, let's see. Then she'll also be at the Emerald Spiral Fair on Saturday, March 26th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's at the Kent Commons in Kent. All righty, then. New workshops coming up at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They've got a frequency shifting for consciousness expansion and reality creation, Saturday, April 2nd, and Sunday, April 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5:30 each day with a lunch break. You can do Saturday only for $125, both days $175. I've done that class. It's really great, and I definitely recommend it. And then just in case, you might want to do some professional work with the Accutonics or be able to work on yourself or others. She's got level 2 harmonics coming up at March 16th and 18th, and then Accutonics electives April 30th through May 2nd. Alrighty then, as promised, new at the Northwest Dream Center in Everett, All About Beavers, Thursday night, March 10th, that's coming up this week, 7 p.m., and it's a IMAX movie Beavers, and then a presentation on beaver habitats, habitat requirements, and physiology, and viewing of a beaver dam on North Creek, $3, and reservations required, 425-316-8592. You can also sign up for First Flight, A Mother's Hummingbird's Story, Thursday, March 17th at 7 p.m. This one is not as likely to sell out as the last one because it's on a Thursday evening, not a Saturday. But again, you want to call for your reservations. It's the award-winning 60-minute film and presentation after $3. And call for reservations. More information at www.streamkeeper.org. Okie dokie. And then again, mark your calendars for the third annual ARF Foundation Golden Paw Gala, Saturday, May 23rd at the Everett Golf and Country Club. They'll have a magician this year, and tickets are now on sale. And you can go to www.everettarf.org or call them at 425-257-6273. Positive Futures, the annual benefit and fundraiser for Positive Alliance, is on March 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Swedish Club in Seattle. And that includes dinner, drinks, fun auction bidding, table seating, and an exciting evening. www.positivealliance.org for more information and to purchase tickets. And let's see here. Mark your calendars for the Average Joe Cat Show benefiting Perfect Pals. It'll be May 7th at the Spartan Recreation Center in Shoreline. And, oh, new this week, 27th Annual Tuxes and Tails Gala, Saturday, May 7th at the Hyatt Regency in Bellevue. Doors will open at 5:30. $250, the general tickets start at, which includes the whole shebang. You can do an abbreviated version for $125. They call it Tennis and Tails, which is the silent auction and the pre-dinner festivities, the hidden wine pool, and the kitten cuddle booth. www.seattlehumane.org for more info. Okay, I think that covers everything of importance that we need to talk about on current events, other than to tell you next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Doesn't happen all that often, but I had another opportunity to sneak one in, so I hope you will plan to call in with your behavior training and healing questions for me. And we're also going to have a special feature. I think that's going to happen about 9:30 next Sunday. We're going to talk to a gal, and I happen to have an inside track to this gal. It's a client of my publisher, and it sounds kind of fun. A new free app for doggy astrology. Ooh, that sounds kind of cool. Anyway, we'll be talking to her next Sunday as well. And then open phone lines for your behavior training and healing questions. Alrighty then, right now, let's get back to shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we'll welcome back to Animal World, Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. And how are all the kitties and such out at Meow doing?
The kitties at Meow are great. They're doing good.
And for anybody that doesn't know, you better give us the quick lowdown. What is Meow?
Meow is a no-kill 501c3 animal rescue group. We are located in Kirkland. We have a dog division. We don't have any dogs on site. They're all in foster care. And at our shelter, we have lots of wonderful cats and not very many kittens right now. We have suites and free roaming rooms and meet and greet rooms, and it's a beautiful, fun, happy little facility.
All right.
Over by PCC Natural Market.
Yeah, and that's what in the Houghton Center, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just off of 405.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting, because I was thinking about you, because Natural Pet Pantry is now also, I think, right behind you.
Yeah, they are.
In that center, right where PCC is, for anybody in Kirkland that knows that location. And they've invited me to come teach my classes, you know, understanding keys to understanding animals. Part one is the communicating with animals, interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. And then the next week is the human-to-animal transference seminar. And I'm going to be doing those on April 20th and April 27th, Wednesday evenings from 6:30 to 9 at Natural Pet Pantry. So, you know, if you come a little early, I don't know, is the Meow shelter open on Wednesdays?
We are.
And what hours is the Meow open?
On Wednesday from 12 to 5.
12 to 5. Okay, so we'd have to come early, but we might be able to check out Meow.
That would be great. We would give you a tour. That would be really great.
I haven't been at Meow for a number of years, and I think you've made a lot of improvements since the original.
Since
you moved in, so I really do need to. I need to make a field trip and get a tour of the new the improvements that have happened over the years.
Definitely,
because I remember when Meow started. You actually started on, and that's what Meow stands for. I think if I remember correctly, Mercer Island and East Siders for orphans and waifs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was on Mercer Island.
Yes, it was.
I can remember kicking off the launch of Meow here on Animal World.
Wow.
A long, long time ago.
Wow, that's amazing. 19 years ago, that would have been.
Was it 19 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, I think, that must have been, I was probably still at Como then.
Probably.
Yeah, I think I was. I was. But I remember we kicked off the launch and the opening, the grand opening for Meow.
Wow.
It's really been 19 years?
Yeah, it was 19 years on February 19th.
Wow. And then, because you operated out of Mercer Island for quite a while. How long ago was it that you moved to Kirkland? Do you know?
We moved to Kirkland, I think it was 2001 or 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so Meow is well established. It's been around for quite a long time. And did you say that you not only have cats in the shelter, but you also have a lot in foster homes as well?
We do. We have, this is our, and I use this term loosely, this is our slow time of year.
Uh-huh.
It's never really slow, but
right.
It's the slower time of year. And we don't have a lot of kittens right now. We have, as of yesterday, we only had probably just a handful of kittens in the shelter and maybe a dozen more in foster care that aren't quite old enough yet. And we have cats in foster care as well as the shelter.
Now, is that something that Meow always looking for, our foster families?
Yeah, we're always looking for foster families.
And what kind of cats would people be fostering?
Well, we have all kinds of options. We have the most needy option is for orphaned kittens, orphaned weaned kittens. That means they're not on the bottle anymore, but they're not old enough to go in for their surgeries. And another option would be moms and babies, where the mom does most of the work.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got special needs. We've got, we actually have a little bit of a hospice need at the moment. So you name it, we've got it. And then there's the one that nobody really ever wants to do, which is the bottle babies.
Yeah, because you have to bottle feed them a lot.
Yes, and that's...
Now, when you say you've set hospice needs at the time, what do you mean by that?
Well, we almost always have a cat or two who... is ill, has a disease or something of that nature, but isn't quite ready to go yet and is still living a pretty good quality life, but we know that it's not going to be more than a year or so. So we always have situations where we're looking for a home for a hospice situation.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes Meow, the name is a little bit deceiving because I think you have some woof woofs around too, don't you?
Yeah. There's a canine division.
There is. Okay.
Yeah.
So we haven't forgotten the dogs. Now, do you have any dogs in the shelter or are they all in fosters?
The dogs are all in fosters.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So if folks are interested in adopting a cat, they can just come to the shelter. But a dog, would they make previous arrangements somehow?
Yeah. So what they would do, on our website, we have a canine section, and they can look at all the canines that are available.
And I think that's meowcatrescue.org, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
And so there's a canine section on the website.
Yeah, and there's specific instructions for each dog or puppy on the website if you're interested.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
All right. We need to take care of advertisers and sponsors so that we, because it's the last hour of the show, so I have to stay on time here.
Okay.
They won't let me stay here all day, even if I want to. So there are other stuff to do. We'll take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then we come back. We'll talk more about Meow, and it's a big spring event coming up that they're planning for, so we'll talk about that, too. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're approaching midway through this week's edition of Animal World. But I wanted to catch up on, you heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. That's my spiritual family, and boy, we've got a lot of really great events going on this month. Monday evening is the Maha Samadhi commemoration at the meditation temple in Bothell. And this is commemorating the date when our guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, actually consciously left his body many years ago. And so there is a meditation at the temple from 6 to 7:15, and then a formal program from 7:30 to 9. And it's free, and I'm going to try to make it for that, so maybe you'll see me there. March 12th, an oratorio, an inner pilgrimage. That's a wonderful program. That'll be at the meditation temple in Bothell as well. The Celebrating the Divine in All Spring Equinox. That'll be Saturday evening, March 19th. And my friend Krista Gibson from New Spirit Journal is going to be the guest speaker. You might want to join us for that. And then, again, remember, Easter's coming up this month, and Easter Sunday is Sunday the 27th. And so there'll be Easter Sunday service at the temple. And guess what? I'll be there. And because it's not often that the last Sunday of the month is Easter. But it is, and I now know how they determine when Easter falls, and I know that, but I don't have time to tell you about that. If anybody's interested, you'll have to remind me. That'd be a good question for next week, because I now know how they figure out when Easter is and why it's sometimes in March and sometimes in April, and I know. Anyway, I'll be there for Sunday service on the 27th, so you might want to join me. Okay, let's get back to Meow, Cat Rescue, and Doggies in Foster Homes, and Marilyn's with us. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Oh, and before we get back to that, how about y'all pick up your phones? We've got open phone lines. Give Kathy a call if you'd like some Missing Link, and tell her the Missing Link word of the day. How about streamkeeper.org? That works. Streamkeeper.org. Pick up your phone, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569 if you'd like to snag some Missing Link for free for your animal friends. Okie dokie. So let's see, Marilyn, we've got Meow's got an event coming up this spring that we wanted to mention today.
Right. So, yeah, every year we have one. We have lots of mini events during the year, but every year we have one great big event.
Ah, is this
and
it?
This is it.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's June 18th. It's a Saturday. It's our auction fundraiser. It's at the Hub Ballroom. And we have a theme every year, and this year it's Meow Luau.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So we're going to have all the kitties going to be wearing grass skirts and stuff?
Well, there won't be any kitties there, but some of us might. I don't know.
And the Hub, that's at the University of Washington, isn't it?
It is.
And
it is.
It's because I went to school there and actually spent a lot of time in the basement of the Hub. But I don't remember them ever having events there, so I think this is something recent in the last years that they now have events there.
Yeah, I think it's... I didn't go to the University of Washington, but I think this is probably a different ballroom, or maybe a refurbished ballroom. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
But it's very large, and it's very nice, and it's perfect. It's just the perfect venue for our auction. I think this will be the third or the fourth year that we've been there.
All right. Well, I know we're a little premature in talking about it because it's not until June 18th, but you might want to mark your calendars.
You can, yeah, you can mark your calendar.
Because I assume it's Saturday evening, right?
It's a Saturday evening, yes.
And
yes,
auction fundraiser. Now, is it a dinner as well? Or
it is. It's a buffet-style dinner, and we have that catered. It's got... It's a very busy, fun evening. There's live auction, silent auction, games, just all kinds of things going on. So, and if you'd like to go or contribute to the auction, all of that information is on our website.
Excellent.
Which is www.meowcatrescue.org.
And then is there maybe like an events button or something we need to...
It's right on our homepage.
Oh, it is. Okay, so
there's a link. Push this button, and as it gets closer, there will be more and more information available.
All right. So meowcatrescue.org, and there's an actual link on the homepage to the Meow Luau.
Yes.
That sounds... I'm gonna have fun saying that on current on current events for a while. Meow,
yeah.
Luau. And I just have a cute picture of a little kitty in a grass skirt doing
right.
A hula. Good luck with that, huh?
Yeah.
So, Meow, looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers.
Okay. And if people want to come by the shelter, check out the kitties, what hours are you guys open?
Well, we're open every day except Monday.
Okay, closed Monday.
And the hours are on our website. They're a little different every day. We are open Thursday and Friday evening till 7.
Ah, okay. So if you need to pop in after work,
mm-hmm.
That's a great time.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. So if you're interested in anything that Meow has to offer, folks, if you'd like to volunteer, and I imagine you're looking for probably for donations now for that auction fundraiser, huh?
We are.
Yeah.
And so, that again, the information is on our website. But
excellent. So check out. Now, so if they go to meowcatrescue.org and click on the Meow Luau, was that where they'd find information about donating to the auction?
There, yes. Right. And again, right now, details aren't as detailed as they could be, but
right.
We're a couple months out. And if anybody has questions, they can call us.
Ah, what number?
At 425-822-6369. Or they can email us at meowcatrescue@hotmail.com.
All right, so meowcatrescue@hotmail.com. Excellent. That's great. Well, thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us, Marilyn, and filling us in on what's going on with all the kitties, and hopefully we've inspired somebody that might be able to open their home as a foster, or somebody that wants to adopt or volunteer or donate something for the auction. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, and I look forward to talking to you on the show again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Marilyn.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. So that is Meow Cat Rescue. Remember their annual auction fundraiser. This year it's called Meow Luau at the Hub Ballroom at the University of Washington campus. And to check it out, you can go to www.meowcatrescue.org. And they are closed on Mondays, but have hours for you to drop by the shelter any other day of the week. And if you've got questions, want to volunteer, donate, or don't know what to do, you can email meowcatrescue@hotmail.com or give them a call at 425-822-6369. Okay, and I think I need to flag Kathy. She's on the phone. But I'm wondering, we're looking for Kimberly at Homeward Pet right now, and Kathy's chatting on the phone, and I kind of don't think she's talking to Kimberly. So, in the meantime, I did forget an item on current events. I do want to tell you that I will be doing my communication, my seminars, or my classes at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland, and they will be, I call them as a group, understanding the keys to understanding animals. Part one is animal communication, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. The second one is the human to animal transference, understanding why when our animals have problems, it isn't just the animals that they pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. So sometimes if you work on yourself, you can help your animals. And those will be on Wednesday evening, April 20th, and Wednesday evening, April 27th. Both classes are from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. Each class stands on its own, but it's better if you take them together. It's $20 a class, or if you take them both, it's $35. So that's a hot deal. And you can call Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland to make a reservation, and space is limited. So you want to do that, 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. And now it's time for us to proceed in our shelter rescue sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we've got a new topic this week. We often talk to the phone went dropped and now it's ringing again. I think that's probably our guest right now. She was ready to go, and then just as we were ready to bring her on, the line dropped off. And there's somebody back on again, so I think we'll have her very shortly. Let me tell you what we're going to be talking about. We often spend time with Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. You know, they're the wonderful no-kill shelter in Woodinville, just off of 522. Fabulous location, and dogs and cats. And usually we're talking to the director of Homeward Pet, and that's Terry Inglis. But this time, we're doing something different because they've got a new program going on that has to do with helping their dogs be more adoptable. So we're going to welcome to Animal World for the first time their behavior team coordinator, Kimberly Zuckerman. Good morning, Kimberly. Welcome to Animal World.
Hi, good morning, Martha. Thank you so much for taking the time and having me.
It's my pleasure. I'm sorry we had a little trouble with the phone lines here.
It happens. Technology, right?
Right. So I was just reminding everybody about Homeward Pet Adoption Center, the up in Woodinville, just off of 522, and
yes.
What a great location they have now. And usually we're talking to Terry in general about what's going on at Homeward, but she
mm-hmm.
says there's a great new program making dogs more adoptable. So tell us what's going on. What are you doing?
Yeah, so I work over at Homeward, and I have the pleasure of coordinating our dog behavior team, which we started, we had it up and running in May of 2014, and really we started it in the hope to really enrich our dog stay at our shelter. We were noticing that so many dogs were being surrendered due to behavioral challenges, whether it's house training, separation anxiety, we can't get the dog crate trained, and I work for 8 hours. And so we thought it would be a great idea to get a group of some of our awesome volunteers that we have and work with them on their behavioral challenges that they might have to only make them more adoptable.
Wow.
We also get dogs that, you know, we all have those 2-year-old really energetic labs that just have a lot of energy and are really smart, and so sometimes we'll go ahead and work with those dogs as well just to enrich their time at Homeward, making sure that we're giving them that mental stimulation, mm-hmm. which also drains their energy for them and only keeps them more calm in their kennels and, you know, more presentable to people instead of if you go to shelter, sometimes you see those really excitable dogs just rush the kennel and
yeah.
they're jumping all over the place. And one of the things with the program is they're more calm in their kennels, less barking, which is always nice and makes it less stressful for the dogs as well, too. So it's a really great program that we've been doing, and we've found a lot of success. It's been up and running now for a year and a half.
Yeah, so it is relatively new in the big picture.
Yeah. It is, and we've slowly been growing it. When we started it, we only had 6 trainers on the team, and they all volunteer their time, which is amazing. And we started with just 4 dogs on the team at one time, so they were getting a couple, I would say in the beginning, they were getting about 4 to 5 training sessions every single week. We've now grown the program, and we have 17 trainers on the team, and the
wow.
dogs are getting anywhere from 5 to 7 training sessions a week as well, which is amazing. We have worked with anywhere, I'd say, I didn't do the final count, but we're at about 95 to 100 dogs that we have helped in the year and a half on our dog behavior team.
Well, let's talk for a minute before we go into more details. What's your background, Kimberly, and how did you become the behavior team coordinator?
Yeah, so I think I'm the stereotype as far as the young little girl that wanted to be a vet. I've always
join the party.
Right, exactly. So I've always loved animals. I've always felt a very strong connection. I was that little girl that if I was invited over to someone's house and there was a dog there or a cat there, you bet I was with the dog or the cat versus my friends.
Yeah.
I've just always enjoyed their company, and it's just followed me throughout my life. I'm originally from Southern California, and I moved up to Washington about, 7 years ago. And I had a son. He's now 6 years old. And when he was about 9 months old, I was kind of ready to get back to work. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I live here in Woodinville. And it was at our old location. And I always saw people with yellow vests walking dogs. I was like, there has to be a shelter around here somewhere. Where is it? Found Homeward Pet, and I started off as a volunteer, just walking dogs, feeding, cleaning, you know, did everything that all of our volunteers currently do, and did that for about 1.5 years, and we happened to have a position that opened up at Homeward for adoption counseling. So I've been with Homeward as a staff member for 3.5 years, and I've always in working there had been drawn to our really difficult dogs that we've had. I've just always felt really comfortable handling them and very intrigued to work with them. You know, I want to see them be successful. I want to see them in homes. So a couple of my bosses noticed that. And when this kind of presented itself, kind of fell into my lap in a positive way, and I'm so happy about it. I've had a really great opportunity because of this. I've been able to work with the veterinary behaviorist, Dr. Sung, who comes in sometimes when we have some more of those challenging cases. She might come in and assess the animals and come up with a behavior plan for us. Certified pet dog trainer, Mikkel Becker. I get quite a few opportunities to work with her as well, too.
So you're not a trainer yourself. You're just the coordinator.
Correct. Currently, I am. I got accepted in December of just last year, and I am currently enrolled at the Gene Donaldson Dog Training Academy right now. So I am working my way to getting certified. I'm learning a lot in that program. It is a two-year program, so they give you a lot of great information. So we're slowly kind of growing a behavior program at Homeward Pet. This year, 2016, we're really focusing on cats, and we're going to be building a cat behavior team this year. So.
Well, that'll be interesting because I'm one of the only feline behavior therapists around.
I know
of one other, but I don't know of many outside of there. I also found something interesting online recently in the last couple months, and I remember posting it on Facebook because I thought that, oh, this has got to be the way of the future. Mm-hmm. And some shelter somewhere in the country doing kitten kindergarten classes, like puppy kindergarten classes.
Yes.
And boy, did my mind go crazy with that on what an incredible program that could be.
I believe that Mikkel Becker actually did one in the area here recently. That sounds very familiar. I don't know if she did it or if it was in the works of doing that, but I had heard about that, and I thought that is just amazing for adopters to get that experience and the knowledge, you know, especially as kittens. As you know, that socialization is so crucial, and if we give the information to the adopters, that's what really, in the long run, is going to keep animals out of shelters.
Was actually a class, you know, like that, you know, like people taking their puppies to puppy school. This was kitten school. You'd go once
kittens.
A week for a while, and of course there was age. They had to be young enough, you know, to work out. But it just sounded very intriguing, and I thought, gosh, that'd be a fun program to put together. It's great that you guys are doing so much with the dogs. I tell you, Kimberly, got to put you on hold for just a moment because we got to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show, knowing that without them, there is no us. So they're kind of like the most important part of the show. So everybody listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are because we will continue our discussion with Kimberly from Homeward Pet Adoption Center. She is the new, well, relatively new. They've been operating now a year and a half or so, the behavior team coordinator. So we'll talk more about what that's all about straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link was created. They started with all whole natural raw food sources. They figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, stir in a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats. And gosh, you know, listeners just report phenomenal improvement in the condition of their animal friends. There are a number of formulas to choose from. There are three formulas for dogs, one for hip and joint, one for skin and coat, and a senior formula with a New Zealand green mussel. There's a cat formula. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You feed to both your dogs or cats or other little house critters as well. There's a bird formula and a poultry formula, a horse formula also. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. And Kathy, we do have a winner. Okay, we do have a winner today, but call again next week. We'll be giving it away again if you missed out today. Ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to the company. You can call them at 800-774-7387.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Ken Elliott makes his first visit to talk about manifesting 1, 2, 3, and you don't even need the 3.
In hour number 2, Reverend Dr. Susie Shadle joins us, bringing spiritual awareness and her perspective on enjoying a great life.
Bringing you fascinating talks since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and I hope you'll join us every Sunday. We are just wrapping up Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We're in the middle of a discussion with Kimberly Zuckerman, who is the Behavior Team Coordinator for Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. Good morning, Kimberly.
Hi, Martha.
I'm just delighted to hear about this program that's going on at Homeward. I got to thinking over the break and remember, well, you know, part of what you hinted at in that, you know, dogs that end up in shelters and rescues were not raised in responsible home and taken to, you know, puppy school and dog school and learn
right.
all the thing they're supposed to learn. You're often getting very unruly, sometimes just uneducated and no impulse control dogs, sometimes with you know, medium to severe behavior stuff. Mm-hmm. But I remember years ago when, you know, Noah, you know, the rescue up on just off I-5, that when they built that beautiful big facility, they incorporated a training program with their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And how successful that was and how that really increased the longevity of their and success of their adoptions and so
it
forth.
Did.
So it was wonderful to hear that you guys are doing something, I assume, similar, you know, at Homeward.
Yeah. You know, with all the dogs, so what we do with them when we add a dog to the team, currently we have about 10 dogs on the team at a time. When we add them on, it's really just about acclimating them at first to the routine and let mm-hmm. them get to know the trainer.
Yeah.
So we do what's called a starter four. So when we first add a dog to the team, we're just going to learn the basics and it's going to be fun and easy. So you want to do training the next day. So we do a sit, a touch, sit, touch, watch, and a find it is what. So really simple, basic exercises for them to just kind of get in the groove
uh-huh.
of doing training and really build that relationship. We also have another one that's our shy dog plan. So we get a really unfortunate amount of dogs from hoarding situations or dogs with very limited socialization. So the starter four is way too overwhelming for them. So we just do that shy dog plan. And what the shy dog plan consists of is us going into their kennel, and we sit and we read to them, and we just spend time with them, and we work on building positive associations with human hands, making them touch our hand, and then we slowly start desensitizing them to us touching certain parts of their body, always starting with the most least invasive under their neck, to get them really comfortable. And the great thing that we've seen about this program is those shy dogs, boy, do they come around real quickly. With those consistent training sessions, they are usually, I would say on average, about 7 to 10 days up at the front of their kennel, completely different dog, happy to go for walks, happy to see people in their kennel. So, you know, we just start them really simple, really basic before we start to address some of the challenges that they either were surrendered for or maybe came about in the shelter environment. And I think that anyone who has experience working in a shelter or a rescue, we all know that a shelter environment is not a natural environment for an animal to live in. So they might create behavioral issues that they never even came in with just due to the stress. So that's really our goal, is we want to prevent any issues that due to having to stay in a shelter environment. So we focus on that too. And if the dog all of a sudden presents itself with a behavior issue, because maybe they've been with us for 7 to 10 days, some time, all right, we're going to add them to the team and we're going to start working with them so those behaviors don't get worse.
Yeah, so you say you work with, well, you've got about 17 trainers that are donating their time and coming and working.
Yeah.
That's great.
Once
the dogs get through, you know, the starter four, then what do you do with them?
Well, it really depends on why they were added to the team. Let's say, for example, right now we currently have a dog named Bailey. She is our 2.5-year-old pit bull cattle dog mix that we have. And she came in and we learned real quickly that she had a hard time coping with the stress of the environment. She just had no coping skills. Whenever she got overstimulated or over aroused, she would make bad choices by jumping and barking. So we added her to the team, and once she had the starter four down, we started working on just calming exercises. We did a reading exercise at first. Then we started working on, let's be calm at exit points, at the door. Let's sit. Let's do some counter conditioning before we can move forward onto our walk. We're currently right now teaching her how to spin. So instead of making a choice of, hey, I'm overstimulated, I don't know how to cope with the situation, so I'm going to jump up and bark. So instead of doing that, how about we spin, Bailey? Let's do a spin. Let's keep four legs on the floor. And
that's a great distressor for some dogs.
Yeah.
I use that all the time. You know,
she's picking up on it great, too, which is so amazing, you know, because she's one of those dogs that we really want to get adopted. We just need the right family to come in and visit with her. They need to understand that she needs a really stable, consistent, kind of predictable routine to always keep her at that calm state so she doesn't make a bad choice. But that teaching her to spin just kind of gives her an outlet. You know,
sure.
She needs that physical outlet. So instead of jumping and barking, let's spin.
She's
been doing really well with that.
Now, do you do any basic obedience training, like walking on the leash without pulling and
yes,
that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. We get a lot of dogs.
That's one of the biggest complaints, with people.
They need that loose leash walking.
Right.
We have quite a few dogs that will put a loose leash walking on their plan. I say I put that on quite a few dogs' plan. We work on a recall with the dogs as well, too.
Yep,
that's
another
really
one.
Important one. And then
a wait or a stay.
Yes.
I would say are the biggies.
We have a stay on there as well, too. Yep.
Now, did you say you actually do crate training and house training with some dogs?
We don't do house training, but we will do some crate training with them. If we have dogs that were surrendered with known issue of separation anxiety, we will start doing some crate training with them. And just, you know, the great thing is we have the time to go really slow with them.
Uh-huh.
Whereas in a home environment, you know, you might adopt a dog on a Friday and then only have 2 days to start really working with them before you have to get back to work. For us, we can spend a week on let's just sit outside the kennel and have a really fun time and maybe toss a couple treats in there so you could have that positive association. So we will work on crate training. And the other thing that we do, too, that I think is great for adopters is that whatever the dog is currently working on, their behavior plan goes home with the adopter. The adoption counselor spends time during the meet and greet to go over their behavior plan, what they're working on, so they know the foundation and can continue it with them in a home environment.
And what about, is there any follow-up available to the people that adopt these dogs? Can they come back and get help from you guys if they need it?
We actually beg people to come back to us. We tell people, you know, the second that they adopt that dog or cat even, we'll say, the first time you have a question, give us a call. Email us, give us a call, whatever it is. We want to know when it's just a question, not an issue kind of a thing. Because what happens a lot of times is something might come up and someone thinks that they have it under control. I got it. You know, it will go away. They're just adjusting right now. And then 3 months later, that poor family might be at their wit's end and frustrated. And we want to beat that. You know, we want to be there before someone's at their wit's end because we want it to be successful. So we always reach out to adopters 1 week post-adoption, just, hey, how's it going? Do you have any questions? And then after that, we are here 100% for any of our adopters. If they have any questions, litter box issues for the cats, dog reactivity for the dogs. We also have two, like I said, we work with Mikkel Becker, the certified pet dog trainer as well. She comes in once a month to our shelter and does behavior consulting by appointment for our post-adoption, and we'll come up with a behavior plan for the adopter if it was a dog that wasn't already on the team and continue to work with them in the home environment too.
Well, that sounds really great. Unfortunately, we're like about out of time. It sounds like I need to have you back on so we can, you know, talk in more detail, but it certainly makes a much more attractive idea to come to Homeward to adopt a dog than maybe another shelter, you know, with all this training going on. So if people are interested, it's a Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. I think the website is homewardpet.org.
Correct, yeah.
And I think phone number
is 425-488-4444.
Yeah.
And, yep, adoption hours are Wednesday through Sunday, noon to 6, and we list all of our available animals on our website.
Excellent. Well, Kimberly, thank you for spending some time here on Sunday morning with us. We typically do these shelter rescue shows the first Sunday of every month. I'm going to be back in touch with you because I think I'd like to do some more work with you on the air and more in detail.
Yes.
Okay?
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me, Martha.
You're welcome. Have a great Sunday.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, phew, that was a full show. And let's see, Marilyn Hendrickson won the missing link. I wonder which kitty is going to get that. That's great. And next week, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. We'll start off with a feature, a new app for doggy astrology. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. So we'll have fun with that to start with, and then open phone lines. Please plan to call in with your behavior training or healing questions, anything you'd like to talk about with your animal friends. Otherwise, you know, you just get to hear me rattle on about whatever I come up with to talk about. So I'll look forward to your phone calls. And we did a behavior training Sunday last month and talked to several people. I think we had peeing cats and a bunch of stuff. So I'd love follow up. And if you, any of you are listening, call back in and let us know how you're doing now. Let's see. Stay tuned to 11:50 a.m. here for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And Mike, thank you so much. Kathy, you got something very quick?
Just very quick. Check Martha Norwalk's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some information about Chai and Bamboo. So.
Oh,
there you
okay.
Go.
On Martha Norwalk's Animal World.
Animal
right?
World
okay.
Facebook page.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check that out. All right, everybody. Let's go check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your hearts, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.